It's the cinematic event of the year. Critics say incredible, jaw-dropping, action-packed with savings.
You're talking about Thunderbolts?
No, Sergey. It's 2-for-1 cinema tickets from Compare the Market. A wonderful offer.
So?
That you can use to see Marvel Studios Thunderbolts only in cinemas.
Woohoo! I'll get the popcorn.
Get 2-for-1 cinema tickets every Tuesday or Wednesday with Compare the Market. Simples!
When you take out a qualifying product to Compare the Market. One membership per year, participating cinemas, 2 standard tickets only, cheap as free. T's and C's apply.
Welcome back to Ninjas Are Butterflies. This just in. Hollow Earth is real, and NASA knows about it.
And there may be deeper meaning to the European spiral that goes back millions of years.
Ooh, millions.
Thousands of years.
And the Illuminati is not so fake, and it's real. Better known as the Council of 300.
This podcast is brought to you and powered by Sunday Cool.
Watch this.
Or listen.
Do it now.
Forgot to do the news anchor thing.
I think I'm the only one that did it, so I think I'm on that out at this point.
like a CIA.
Ferris wheel.
CIA. That's me remote viewing. Andy, tell us where you were.
Ada, when we lay in bed, she likes to, she has to decompress verbally.
Okay. Like how?
Like she just to talks, talk about it.
Talks and talks.
Oh, so that's the best. Yeah.
And, but then this morning, lately, she's been confusing the words yesterday and tomorrow in their meaning. Mm-hmm. So she was like laying in bed, her eyes are still closed. She said, what did we do tomorrow?
What did we do tomorrow?
Yeah. And I was like, we went to the county fair last night.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, yes. Can we go there again?
Gotta be honest, not a fan.
Not a fan of County Fair.
Had bad experiences.
Why not?
It's a rigged system.
Rigged system.
Well,
yeah.
Well, it just like for us.
Connie's can't be trusted.
Like, welcome to the County Fair. This is where you get your tickets. Come on in. How much is it? Yeah. Oh, two. Okay, it's $20. Go on in.
Yep.
Oh, now you gotta buy more tickets to ride on the rides. And I'm like, surely we can't ride all these rides because our girls are super small.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I'll just do...
Poor Jane rattling around in a squirrel cage.
They don't give you like a thing. Like typically a ride is like 8 tickets or 2 tickets.
Yeah.
I'm thinking maybe they're like 2 tickets a ride.
Yeah.
But I'm like, just in case, I got 120 tickets and it was like $50.
Playing it safe.
And I'm like, surely you can use it on all the games too.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
Can't. You got to pay cash for the games.
It's like $10 a game, dude. It's insane.
And then almost every single ride, the girls were too short.
Yeah.
But one of them, I mean, Jane was off this much.
Mm-hmm.
And like, nope.
We already know we're cutting corners.
That's what I'm saying.
You know we're going to keep our baby safe. Like, we're going with them.
Yeah.
Let us do it.
There's one ride where I knew that they could both ride it, and we were walking up to it, and the ride operator's just huffing a cigarette. Just like...
Yeah.
I'm like, nah.
Yeah, we're going to pass on this one. Dude, I love county fairs, though. I don't know what it is about my childhood that I experienced at county fair that I love it. The lights at night, the smells, the foods. Yeah. The food's always great, too.
It did feel like a movie, but I will say I left and I said I need a tetanus shot.
Dude, after the fun house Kelsey brought to my attention, we went through the really big fun house.
Uh-huh.
And after I was just having a blast. You know, it's just the best. The kids are having so much fun. And then we... get out, and Kelsey's like, that whole thing was so sticky.
Yeah.
And I said, and I thought about it, and I thought about how my hands felt, and I thought about literally, like, sensorily just walking through this. And I was like, it was. So it's like, and even the bathrooms there, you don't feel are the best. And so you just don't feel great. Then I'm eating afterwards. I'm like, oh, no. This is terrible.
That $16 corn dog.
$16 yeah. Corn dog.
Dude. Pick Korean corn dog.
I go, had I'm cheese around get, it. This has been sitting for 3 days. And I'm like, I'm going to get food poisoning.
No, it's the best. I love county fair food, dude.
It felt like I was in a movie. I did say I would love if they did one in the fall when it's kind of cool outside because it has that kind of fall spooky feel to it.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, that they're truly the best. Whenever I saw Demi and Zola's face, just seeing like the 18-inch hot corn dog.
Yeah.
Just on a stick, they were just blown away.
I know.
They just have so much fun with that stuff.
You left out that detail.
Yeah.
I mean, that's... No, it wasn't that big. Ours?
No, not yeah, we got plain ones.
How much was that one then?
10. Which they have a sign that says $5 corn dogs, tacos. But it's like, no, we have things that are $4 or $5.
Yeah.
We also have corn dogs, tacos, and all that. And I'm like, you are playing people.
It's crazy.
Every single person I saw in the line was just like, but you, I thought that was. And he's like, nope, look right here. And it's like small menu.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just have to compliment you on your parenting, by the way. Your girls are just exceptional.
That's all them, dude. And it's Kelsey, for sure. There's just so much fun.
Literally nothing to do with Andy.
Literally nothing to do with me. I feel like they are taking on 100% their mom's character, and it's just such a... They're so fun.
They're so creative and original.
Yeah, they're so fun.
I have been thinking about that story you told me yesterday.
What?
About how last year Demi went in the haunted house by herself.
Yeah, because I bought I bought wristbands for them. I was like, we just need to pinch pennies a little bit more. And so I was like, we'll just get one for you. And it was just a daddy daughter thing. And so I, listen. So it's this tiny little ride. It takes like 30 seconds. But then you go in this, like, I don't even know where you go into.
Okay. So she's not wandering. She's like on a thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm with her. And so Demi wants to go really bad.
And it's
I'm
the haunted house.
And I'm like, can I go with, I'll hold, like, they both have wristbands. Yeah. I don't. And they're like, he's like, if you don't have a wristband, I'm like, I'm their parent. No one else is in line, bro. Just let me ride. He's like, can't. And so I was like, okay, we can't. And I was like, do you want to go by yourself? And she says, yes. And I said, okay, if you get scared, just close your eyes. And she came out. And it was like longer than 30 seconds of my mind because I was like, wait a minute. I was like, oh, no, I can't even see my child at a carnival. And so we're doing it. And she comes out and she looks at me smiling. She's like, and I was like, was it okay? She was like, it was scary. I closed my eyes like in the first 20 seconds. And I was like, oh, I'm so, I was like, God, look good. Let's not talk to mommy about this. I was literally worried. I was just like, why would I do this?
But oh, it's gosh. So funny that she was like, I'll go by myself.
Yeah, like, she was so
brave.
It's
amazing. She's like, yeah, amazing.
Yeah, we went last night. It was not, I mean, I could imagine as a kid, it's terrifying. Zola's never been in like a haunted house or anything like that. Or yeah. She is like... big scary movie.
Same.
So when she walked through, when she went through, I thought it was pretty crazy, but it was pretty dull for the most part. And I was like, oh, this is pretty lame.
You know what we should do is have a meetup at Halloween Horror Nights this year. A NAB meetup.
I'd be totally down for that. Can we do that?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Would you want to participate in a haunted house? The Air Force Base does like a renowned one where they get all the enlisted guys and they build out this whole section of the woods. Apparently it terrifies people.
There's a lot of veterans with PTSD.
Basically.
It's a good way to get it out. They really commit to it. That's really great.
There's like one year they were swinging out of trees with chainsaws. I know that. But like harnessed up.
Dude, there's, believe it or not, talk about one of my old jobs. I literally did. Me and Kelsey literally would drive 2.5 hours to go. My uncle, he had this place in town. It was like a city-sponsored thing. And he was amazing. He's incredible, Frank. And he... with a ton of help, just built this huge haunted house, and we would go there on the weekends and just work. And it was just that's literally what me and Kelsey did before kids. We just on the weekend, like, hey, you want to go do a haunted house? And we're like, we get paid for a little bit, free food. It was great.
I got hung up on the fact that you said we drove 2.5 hours into town.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, it's a little small. Chanute, Kansas. Shout out Chanute, Kansas.
Chanute.
Hey, you want a Shenong?
Yes.
See how I did
this? That was pretty good. This is my favorite part.
What kind of song you want?
Well, don't ask me. I want a lullaby.
We could do that.
That sounds right up our alley, actually.
Yeah. Lullaby.
Lullaby. Ah, ah. Okay, here we go.
Oh,
yeah.
Lullaby.
Yeah.
All right, I'm ready. Y'all ready? Make something up.
Yep. Top of the dome.
Preacher man said they came from the skies, half angel blood and 8 foot high. The watchers fell from the stars one night, now the giants walk in plain daylight.
They live deep in the hills, you see, where the caves hold bones and mystery. With six-fingered hands and glowing eyes, and a Nephilim can survive. Nephilim can survive!
They can crush a tree with one bare hand, they once ruled over every land.
They carved the stones that we can't explain. Built towers high before the rain. They drank blood, they ate men alive, and the Nephilim can survive.
Nephilim can survive. We read Enoch, but we said, dang, if you ain't into that, well, ain't that a shame?
They came way before the flood and the flame. Their bones are buried with no name. They can crush a skull up under the sky. The Nephilim can survive.
Nephilim can't survive. Nephilim can't survive. Nephilim can't survive.
Wow.
Redemption.
Redemption. I messed up my last line. Dang it.
We ended that really different than we have any of the times we ran it. And that was way better.
Cool.
Well done.
Good job, boys.
The song took me, we jumped in way quicker than I thought. My mind wasn't ready. We were just so in that conversation. And then, so I literally had still my heart started beating so fast. The song. I was like, I'm going to mess up.
Dude, as a worship leader, when you realize the track has started playing and you haven't thought of what you have to sing or what the words are.
I can't imagine.
Being in front of a church, that's the worst. I've been there. Been like, just started over.
Yeah,
just gotta fake it.
Yes.
Oh,
dude, there are so many. Like, we're just gonna take a moment and sit here in the presence of God.
Yeah, it's like forget the song.
Start over.
Okay, play it back.
Oh, dude, I just feel like God doesn't want us to move on yet.
No, just let's sit in silence until we can just remember things.
Everyone, close your eyes. Close your eyes. Looking up lyrics on your phone.
Phone dying. That's happened. I'm using my phone for lyrics.
What'd you think?
That was great. Did you say can't or can survive?
Wow. Can.
Can.
Can. We don't want them to, though.
Nope, but they can. And they did. It was in, remember you asked last week? You're like, how did they survive when they're supposed to be wiped out? I think it's in Joshua. How it says that the Nephilim, they existed before the flood and some after.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I just read Joshua. I didn't retain that.
Joshua. Yeshua.
I read in Joshua.
Dude, I'm just read. I
the
read,
Giants, they came.
I'm reading Judges.
Yes.
Judges.
And the story of Gideon, but then how they go and they kill of his sons, 77 of them.
Busy.
Busy, busy. But you know it's not busy?
It's horrible.
It's horrible. What?
Is this question?
Oh, geez. I didn't even realize. I forgot we were even doing one.
I forgot, too.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, we can just move past it, but...
No, let's do it. Yeah, we have time.
We want to respect the people that send in the questions. You know, like...
Can you guys ask everybody instead of just me? Like normal?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, sure. Today's question sent in by a viewer. Do our... Listeners deserve a gift.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, Lily, let's just do like a random country.
Milwaukee.
It's the city.
Prove it. Okay. A country. Germany.
Germany. Okay. Well, then, Lily, do our listeners from Germany deserve a gift?
Yeah.
What do you, why
it's hard
do
to ship there?
Why do they?
Why would it be hard to ship?
Why do they deserve a gift?
All of our listeners deserve gifts.
But specifically Germany. That's the one that we're talking about.
Don't know how to answer you.
What do you mean? I guess
we have we're
what Germans deserve a gift? Like maybe children?
I think all listeners of the show deserve a gift.
But we're just talking about Germany.
Why are you jumping around the question?
Yeah.
We have a ton of listeners in Germany.
There's nothing...
Where are the charts in Germany?
Why do the German people deserve... Our German listeners, why do they deserve a gift?
Yeah, my brother's in Germany.
Because they are listening to our show. That's wonderful.
Okay.
I don't get the sarcasm.
So, like, the children are the children that listen in Germany. They deserve a gift. The elderly, maybe.
That's if you had to rank them, like, in what order would you give the gifts? To the people in Germany, like what groups of people?
Probably the people that listen to the show the most.
First, okay, who's next?
Children.
Golly, dude.
Oh. All right, well.
My gosh.
This is a bummer.
Yeah, I honestly don't. I thought we were just kind of being random, but it seems like she's being very specific to our German fans.
To our German fans. And of course, Lily, a gift in German, das Gift, means to poison.
Oh my gosh.
So if I'm getting this right, Andy.
So far you are.
Lily wants to poison those in Germany that most listen to our show, and then next, the children?
Watch it.
And not to mention, before, she said everywhere. So who knows if she meant that for the worldwide as well.
The German phrase, das Gift.
Yeah.
Everyone in the world, das Gift.
Yeah.
I want das Gift to you.
You know what her? You know what problem she had at first?
Tell me.
The shipping problems. She was like, I'd love to poison all the people in Germany, but how would I ship it?
Lily? So if I'm getting this right, Andy.
Yeah.
No one. She just wants to poison everyone.
Yeah, well, pinching pennies.
Pinching pennies. Scrooge McDuck over here.
Yeah.
More Scrooge McPoison.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
You could say that again.
I can say that. Scrooge McPoison.
Thank you.
Well, guys, I guess you heard it here first. Lily wants to das Gift you. Welcome to the show.
Sorry, guys.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most beautiful creatures.
Has an empty your mind.
You learn martial arts. Ha! Ninja's a
nerd! It really does mean that.
That's crazy.
I'm fluent in German. I would know.
Say something in German.
Das Putin sah aus wie ein Elfen. You wouldn't understand, dude. You had to be there. That's a funny German joke, right? Everyone's laughing. I just learned that.
Real good. Das Putin.
Little confidence on that one. Should we talk about this?
Yeah.
You hear that, folks?
Pickle lemonade from Popeyes.
Love that pickle at Popeyes. It's very, so good.
It's refreshing.
Hey, I've, and there's I've a rinsed them out.
Chicken pickle glaze sandwich.
Yum, don't water that down sounds so now, good. But... What if there's milk in there?
Super pickly on the aftertaste.
See, I get opposite. I get a lot of pickle first and then a lot of lemonade after.
I get the opposite of that. I get more pickle in the front and on the back with a lemon in the middle.
You just asked for pickle lemonade, but no lemonade.
I was curious how that was going to taste, and there's nothing clever happening. I'm not saying that in a bad way. It is exactly what you would think
it's
lemonade.
Just, yeah, it's great. Juice. Super refreshing.
That's a straight good up summer day. Yeah, beach day.
And we're also sponsored by Popeyes. So go to popeyes.com/ninjasarebutterflies. Get your next meal for free.
Oh, it's probably not good for your cholesterol, Josh.
All right.
Oh, look.
Let's just throw that in.
Who invited Mrs. Fun over there?
Yeah, golly. My cholesterol is crazy.
Crazy. You know what my remedy to that is?
What's that?
I've never dealt with my cholesterol, never had problems with my cholesterol because I don't know about it. I don't go to a doctor for it. And so if you don't know about it, you don't have those problems.
I think that's the right way to do things.
If she would have never said anything about your cholesterol, you would have had the most wonderful day. Now you're wondering, am I going to die tomorrow?
Yeah. Lily, what the heck?
I know. Sorry. My bad.
Speaking of free meals, though,
hey,
do you know Bill Gates is one of the few to own a McDonald's gold card?
Pardon?
What?
Where he can eat at any McDonald's in the world for free.
Wait a second. Isn't he like the health guy?
Also, isn't he like the richest man ever? And why does he deserve a gold card?
There's McDonald's, no way. Take it away.
This is what it says. Bill Gates, the billionaire co-founder of Microsoft, holds a rare McDonald's gold card that lets him enjoy free meals at any McDonald's around the globe. This card is part of an ultra-exclusive program reserved for a handful of high-profile individuals who receive a lifetime complimentary access. Warren Buffett, one of the world's most well-known investors, also has one.
Probably Donald Trump, too. He loves McDonald's.
Probably.
No, he pays full price.
This is the new Illuminati.
Probably. I mean, it's got to mean something, right?
Yeah. They're hiding it in plain sight.
Why are they giving it to those people that are so rich, though? You know?
Maybe because it's like that KFC conspiracy where it's humans. Ooh. And the gold card gets you first access to the
fresh meat. Fresh meat.
Looks like meat's back on the menu, boys.
That's Lord of the Rings.
You would know full that. Sweeney Todd. That was Sweeney Todd, right? When the meat pies?
Yeah. Those Gumby.
Those Gumby. Known cannibalist.
I have a question. Is Warren Buffett related to Jimmy Buffett?
Of course. Brothers.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
No, I don't think so.
Oh.
I think they met at a buffet one time.
Throw her any song. That's a, 5 o'clock somewhere. It doesn't relate. All right. Margaritaville, am I right?
Dude, there's no way he didn't have... I want to look it up. I want to know what time Jimmy Buffett had his funeral at. Because you know, dude, it had to have been 5 o'clock.
I would hope so.
Golly, that'd be just the icing on the cake, right?
Yeah.
You've seen him in Jurassic Park World? He was a cameo for that?
No.
He was... literally, they were filming, and it was like whenever the dinosaurs got out, and there was a bunch of tourists eating at like that outside dining. And you can see him running, and he grabs his two margaritas and starts running. There's just a tiny clip of it. It's super funny.
So I tried to trying to get better sleep lately without using like
sleep aids
yeah, and stuff. And so I got the nose thing, you know?
Oh, the magnet ones?
The magnet one. Got it. I got the thing. It's awesome.
Really?
Yeah. And then I saw all these people talking about mouth tape.
I got some.
I tried it. And I'm like, this is kind of hard, but I did fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
But then I woke up at 3 in the morning and complete panic attack.
Oh, no.
Like, I woke up with a night terror that someone had taped my mouth shut.
Yeah.
I'm freaking out. And I'm like, I mean, like grabbing walls. I'm like, dude, it was so scary.
You grab Lily. Why do you do this to me?
Oh, my gosh.
You seen the videos of like guys who were sleeping, like they're ballooning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
That's enough for me to be like, that looks like more effort than I want to deal with.
Well, this
breathe.
One, you can breathe through it. It's like, okay. It's just like mesh, but it just keeps your mouth closed.
So because it's super like bad for you to sleep with your mouth open.
Yeah.
Like apparently, like for your teeth, everything.
Yeah. For your neck posture. Yeah. And I ended up asking Josh, I'm like, I don't think I need that. Because I don't sleep with my mouth open. He's like, oh, yeah, I do.
Dude, I've literally seen, I'm pretty sure I've seen you.
Not only mouth open, like.
Like a gunshot victim.
You okay?
That's so funny.
Oh, yeah, but mouth tape didn't work. It also, it doesn't stick.
I always wake up. It helps me fall asleep faster, I feel like.
Do
and
you
I
use
do,
it every night?
Not every night. Maybe like 2 or 3 times. I don't know. But I wake up where it just stuck on me somewhere at the end of the night. Like it doesn't stay on. I don't think I got the toughest brand. You get like the black one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are probably a lot better, but it's tough with a beard too.
Yeah.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah. It's terrible.
Anyways, mouth tape.
Sorry to our sponsor. Mouthtape.com.
Oh yeah. Crazy stuff, y'all. Crazy stuff.
Dude, that's wild. Hey, let's talk about that dire wolf.
Let's go.
Yeah.
How crazy is that?
We mentioned wolves in our last episode.
Yeah. It was as soon as we got done with the pod, it got released.
Yeah, the dire wolf.
Crazy.
10,000 years.
10,000 years, supposedly.
Like, well, it's not completely a dire wolf because they had a cross genetic.
Okay,
like,
I didn't look into it.
Shut up. Yeah,
well, they did
course.
Like one by one, though. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Is it like 99.9% a dire wolf?
Something like that. It's, okay. Yeah. It's
majority dire wolf.
They had to like rebuild the DNA, chemical makeup, all that stuff. I don't even know the right terminology, but they had to do it piece by piece, the whole thing.
That is so crazy.
It's crazy. And why did we pick the dire wolf first?
Why didn't we pick?
Can we not voted?
We're working on a lot of stuff, though.
Yeah, but obviously prioritize that one.
I wonder if it's just the one that lived. You know what I mean? Because they said they didn't release it till they're 6 months old. They didn't let it be known they had it. So what else is still alive?
Dude, yeah. What like we have a 6 month old woolly mammoth right now?
I mean, really? It could be.
Well, they said this. If I read this right, the 6 month old dire wolf is 4 feet long and 80 pounds.
Oh my gosh.
And it says that full growth, they should be 6 feet long. So like from snout to butt in like 160 pounds, I think.
Oh my gosh.
What's the plan for? Are these going out in the wild?
I don't know.
This is kind of, dying by like an extinct animal. That's kind of the way to go.
I mean, yeah, that would be.
I mean, if I just get like tackled.
How do you die?
How is it going to affect the ecosystem, though? It's going to eat all the wildlife and stuff.
They're not.
They went extinct for a reason. The Lord allowed that to happen, I feel like.
How did Josh die? Oh, a saber-toothed tiger.
Well, that was the problem that they're having in Montana, where they brought in the Yukon wolves.
Mm-hmm. In Colorado, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, they released a ton.
They're disrupting all the elk.
Yeah.
I think Germany has a problem, too. My brother was saying, you basically can't hunt in Germany, but they've, like, there's pigs going nuts, and then they brought in dogs to deal with it, and same thing. It's just, yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
Mankind has some sort of effect on the ecosystem for sure, and, like the Tasmanian tiger got, but that was just over some dumb, you know, they thought they were a problem, and they weren't.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It does make you just think about, like, what do extinct animals, like, what are they going to do to our climate? Like, there's got to be something, right? They're like the ecosystem. There's got to be some type of effect they're going to have that we don't expect.
Yeah.
And it's like,
probably
that's our own fault at that point.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's, I mean, that's stuff that we're just messing with.
I know they're trying to bring the dodo bird back.
That'd be sick.
Have you read about
eat it, dude?
The reasons that bird went extinct?
No.
They were dumb, right?
No, it's horrible. they didn't. I don't know why, but there's like reports of people just like clubbing them because they could, and that it became sport to like.
Aww. That seemed like an old thing that people used to do, just kill animals just for fun,
just because we can.
Oh yeah, big time. Yeah, I mean, what else are you gonna do? You know, like The Office or something?
Yeah,
I'm being like, you know, keeping this show friendly for the kids, but you can look up what happened to the dodo bird and some of the like diary entries and stuff. It's just like.
Aww.
What kind of human are you?
That's so sad.
Yeah.
You called them dumb.
I don't think they were very smart.
I just think they didn't flee.
Wait, that's her name is Dodo?
Yeah. And also because the movie Ice Age.
Oh, yeah.
They make them seem dumb. And that was accurate.
It
was
historically accurate. Yeah, everyone knows that.
Do you remember when you're doing inner city missions in Michigan and they were all killing like birds and stuff, like cardinals and all that? And you said, well, now you have to eat it.
Yeah, I made a kid cry because they got a pellet gun, and like I was living in the hood, and they shot a red cardinal.
Yeah,
I'm like, you can't do that. And they're like, why? I'm like, well, because the rule is if you kill it, you got to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, we got to eat it. And I started plucking all the fat, and I like gutted it with my fingers. And they're like, we don't want to eat it. We don't want to eat it. I'm like, sorry.
Good on you, though.
That's crazy.
Didn't shoot any more birds.
Dude, I guarantee it. And he's in therapy right now. There's no way. There's like this homeless man came up to me and gutted a fish and told me to eat it.
I tried to make it as graphic as possible.
Homeless man.
That's what the kid's perspective for sure.
Yeah.
Guys want chicken fingers? There's no way you were barefoot.
I was definitely barefoot.
That's what I'm saying. That's crazy.
Speaking of dead birds.
Don't say it.
Did you see Tim Alberino's post?
What?
What's that?
Yeah, dude. The monoliths?
Yeah, he went and found some megalithic ancient city ruins
That's
in
so
the Amazon.
Cool. That's so cool.
The like waterfall looking thing?
Dude, it's massive compared to him.
He says he's coming out with a video soon, but apparently they haven't been discovered.
Good for him.
Yeah. Like a really Indiana Jones.
He really is Indiana Jones.
He looks like it too from the picture.
I know. But yeah, the photo, if you look at the waterfall that he's looking, like you can see clear, like right angle, smooth stones laid together.
And he sat right there.
Right here.
He was right there.
He literally farted in that couch.
Guaranteed.
Are you sure he farted?
No. I don't think Tim Alberino farts.
Yeah. I'm probably sure he doesn't.
I'm sending him to our group chat right now. Pretty incredible.
Tim Alberino. We know Tim Alberino is watching this.
We absolutely do.
Tim, do you fart?
He had a big podcast that dropped this week.
I don't know what that was.
Gosh dang it. No.
Dang it. I had a big podcast.
It's a hard time with Alberino podcast.
Yeah, look at these.
That's crazy, dude.
Wow.
So
you
cool.
know Michael Knowles?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he got on his show.
Dude, tell me that's not Indiana Jones.
That's pretty crazy. Wire.
Yeah, I know.
It's crazy.
Tim Alberino is a man.
We know him. He's got to start his own podcast, dude.
You said got to or
he's got
is
to.
Going to?
He's got to, man.
But he's
got to
do it, man. Timothy, you got to do it.
Tim, come on,
but
man.
He said what he can do is intro for him.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. That's right.
Oh, that's cool.
We just need to create it so we give him a motivation. Like, now you have to start a podcast.
Yeah.
I just scared myself because I actually put the mic to my mouth.
I started talking. It was so loud. I speaking of the ancient ruins in the Amazon, I don't have notes on it yet. I had wrote notes for later, but I really want to talk about the Olmecs.
Okay.
That is the most fascinating thing ever. Like, we know so little. I'll just give a little bit of about it.
Go ahead. A little teaser.
So the Olmecs, they were the civilization that were thousands of years before the Aztec, Mayans.
Oh, my gosh.
What's the Peruvian one?
Inca.
Inca. Yeah. Like thousands of years before them.
In the same area?
Same area.
Got
all it. In South America.
Okay.
But they discovered like runes from them in like the 1800s. But even like the Mayans and the Aztecs talked about them like as ancient people.
As their ancestors.
Golly.
But their technology was like more advanced than the Mayans and the Aztecs. And I'm convinced that they're the ones that built all the Incan walls and stuff that everyone's like so obsessed over.
Mm-hmm.
But they like discovered these giant stone heads. Do Olmec heads.
Like Easter Island heads?
Yeah, but like different. Like they're very detailed. But people have debated that like they don't look like South American people.
Wow.
Their features resemble a lot of like Africa and Asia.
Interesting. And,
yeah. But these things are huge. They're they get up to like 10 feet tall.
Wow.
And like, dude, the Olmecs,
those are cool looking.
Yeah, I want to do more research into them because there's a lot of weird, weird stuff. And like, we know so little about them. They think that they are the first in Mesoamerica to have a written language.
Wow.
Which would predate what we know about the Mesoamerica written language thousands of years.
Yeah.
And they did stuff where they like, they did floating gardens.
Oh, cool.
So like on their lakes and stuff, they would literally have farms that were floating. Bro,
so neat. Like
really advanced stuff.
Yeah. That sounds awesome. That sounds so cool. And that's a cool thing. Like, do you think they ever had a time back then where they can communicate with other people across?
I think so.
Or Pangea.
Or Pangea.
Yeah.
And you don't even know about Pangea.
I know. I've heard of the word.
But a lot of people theorize that the Olmecs were... Because I think it was 700 or 600 BC, they just disappeared.
Wow.
Gone.
Like Roanoke.
Yeah. And this was before any conquistadors, anything. So like even the Aztecs and the Mayans, they had legends about them, but they're like, we have no idea what happened to them. They was just empty cities.
Wow.
Yeah.
Kind of like that. Same thing. I wonder if there was any bodies or anything like that.
Yeah,
like just
I don't
the
know.
Instant heat kind of thing that we talked about.
Maybe
dude, the Amazon
into the middle of the earth.
Is rich.
Yeah,
with stuff. I mean, the fact that Timothy Alvarino found that.
Yeah,
it's nuts,
dude. I watched the episode of Survivor when they stayed in the Amazon, and they stay out there for 40 days, and these like full grown adults who like have a whole team are dying, and it just makes me think of the lost children. And it's just like, and it just shows how spooky it is out there, dude. But like,
yeah.
The fact that they survived out there.
Have
as
you seen
kids.
That movie with Daniel Radcliffe where he's in the Amazon?
Oh, no, it's called Jungle, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
That's
no.
intense.
Really?
Yeah.
Daniel Radcliffe?
Yeah.
I've not seen that.
Potter.
Lost in the jungle.
Dude, I was laying in bed last night. I had Chamber Secrets on. Mm-hmm. And so I literally put it on and then I fall asleep, but I just woke up to the funniest line just because, and I'll be here holding the door. Like with Dudley at the beginning. And Dudley, I'll be here waiting at holding the door. I can't remember how exactly it said, but it's just every line in that movie is so funny.
And I'll be in my room acting like I don't exist.
I don't know what he says, something like that.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Speaking of Dudley, I saw this video that was talking about the Titanic.
Yeah.
And like new findings that they've had from the Titanic where they sent these like robots down to like scan the entire ship. And they discovered it was from written accounts, but there's proof to it now that all the engineers stayed behind on the Titanic as it was sinking to keep feeding the coal to where the electricity could run as long as possible.
So that it could be seen. And
so
be
that
rescued?
People could see.
Oh, I see.
To get off the boat.
Wow.
So they stayed down there shoveling all the coal and stuff. And there's like proof of it because there was like the doors were still open and they were like all that stuff. But all the engineers died.
Yeah.
Bro.
I thought that was epic.
Epic.
Yeah.
Depressing. So sad. But yeah. That is crazy. Like that. Yeah, dude. There's something like about that. That's just the human spirit.
Yeah.
When times like that, you never know how you're going to react. I would have probably ran. I mean, you always got to think about when you were on Titanic. Like, what would you do? That'd be crazy.
Probably be, yeah.
You hate cold water. You have a cold water phobia.
Yeah.
You'd be pushing women and children out of the way.
Give me that door.
You'd just grab the gun. You'd be like, that. What is that? What was his name? The antagonist in that movie?
Oh,
Zane.
Billy Zane.
Billy Zane.
But what is his name?
Can't remember.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm trying to find a list of movies that, like, because it's hard because Demi's getting, like, she's almost 10.
Yeah.
And so it's like, there's certain movies that a kid couldn't watch, but then there's now, I'm like, thinking, like, okay, what's a 10? What are some of those movies that I can start showing there?
Dude, I'll tell you right now, she is ripe for the age of Lord of the Rings.
I think it's hard for her though.
There's
got to be some.
It's hard for you.
No, it's your own hurdle. She won't even watch Harry Potter right now.
Oh, it's so too
it's like,
scary.
It's just like I don't think it interests her. I don't think she hasn't seen enough of it.
Dude, when I was a little girl, when I was Demi's age, I just wanted to be Arwen.
Yeah.
When I was in fourth grade, The Two Towers came out on DVD. And I watched it back to back 3 times in a row.
Really?
Let's go.
And my mom's like, you have to turn it off. I was obsessed with it.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I can't get into Lord of the Rings as much. I appreciate it. I love it. Like, I'll sleep to them, Colin, because I really do believe they just have the best vibe ever. But
you heard the theory that Frodo doesn't know Legolas's name.
Yeah. Is that true? The real,
because he never says it in the movie.
Really?
Yeah. At the end where like everyone's coming into the room.
Yeah.
And he's like, Aragorn, Sam, Merry Pippin.
Yeah.
Legolas comes in and he just goes.
That's great.
It's so funny.
See, that would be funny because that would be a real life problem. There would be a point where you're like, we've known each other too long.
Like, yeah, I don't know.
Cross Middle Earth for you. And it's like, I don't know who you are.
You're trying to listen to conversations of like, oh, people over, he's like saying his name or something. You're like, no, okay.
Legos?
Legos?
Hey, man. I'm an elf. Oh.
Speaking of elves, Disney Club 33.
Yeah.
Do you hear about that? We are now applying for Club 33. They are now advertising. Disney's now advertising Club 33 for the first time ever.
And they're saying that they're doing that because it's to show that we're about to go into a recession. So Disney's trying to make all the money that they can make right now.
Do you have to be rich?
Rich. I mean, you have to be rich to go to Disney.
Yeah.
True.
True.
And we all go to Disney. Because we're rich.
Well.
Yeah, but I don't know if I would. That'd be kind of cool to go into Club 33.
Dude, we got to infiltrate. We got to infiltrate, dude. We got to get the glasses, the Ray-Ban glasses.
Yeah.
Go in there.
Find the tunnels.
I know where the tunnels are.
I bet you they're opening it up, though, because people are not going there now because of the new Universal.
I know, yeah.
Yeah, that's probably true. Universal, dude, the Harry Potter, the Ministry of Magic.
Don't even get me started. I cannot wait.
Have you seen it, Andrew?
I've seen a couple clips, yeah.
Dude,
it looks good.
Huge.
It looks
out of the movie.
I'm so jazzed about it. But here's the thing. I got a window into our reality last night. Our kids can't ride anything at Universal. We have to wait.
That's what I'm saying. You got it. Yeah, it will be tough.
Yeah. So I think we're Disney. Rocking Disney.
There's so much to do with Disney, like especially if you're doing homeschooling or if you're doing like a lot of time at home.
Yeah.
Like, it's amazing.
Dude, I'm so
for learning everything.
I'm jonesing. And Ada goes to preschool in the fall, so we should do fun things all summer.
Josh, no.
He's such a hater.
Are you guys gonna cancel your Disney passes?
They're
or
already canceled, yeah. Oh,
okay. Except Ada.
Yeah, Ada's she's the only one that has a pass.
Whenever you want to go.
We've been paying for her pass for like a full year now.
You just drop her off at the parking lot. She just runs back at the end of the day. She probably would do great.
We got that. We got that weekday one, which Disney needs to do something for teachers because it's ridiculous that they don't.
Or people just for Florida.
Yeah.
Because now it's like the smallest discount ever. Or if
any.
Is there,
There is a Florida resident discount, but it's minimal.
Instead of paying $160, you'll pay $144.
And you'll basically get to hug Mickey.
Yay! Only if you get into the queue, though. On our app.
They could literally add like 50 cents to a bottle of water. We'd still pay it, and they'll make up any of the discounts they offer.
Seriously.
That is something I appreciate about Disney, though, is that you can bring your own stuff. You can bring your own snacks.
But who wants to...
Cremation dust?
Cremation, yeah. Other bodies.
Yeah. That's that meme says I want my body when I die I want to be spread across Disneyland, but I don't want to be cremated.
Oh, speaking of clubs.
No.
Well, did you see that club in the Dominican Republic?
No, what's up?
That was bad.
The club in the Dominican. Oh my goodness. Yeah, when the roof fell.
Yeah, there's this nightclub in the Dominican Republic, and I forget the musician that was playing. I guess he's pretty big. But huge club, and the roof just collapsed. Over 100 people. Yeah.
Instead of raising the roof.
Yeah.
Drop the roof.
Terrible.
Yeah. Lily, now's not the time.
I know.
For jokes.
I realize that later.
You realize it's...
We got an ad. Don't go anywhere. Just kidding.
Wow.
That's horrible. I'm so sorry.
That is terrible. Yeah.
Did the musician die too?
No. Or he got hurt, but he didn't die.
Dude, over 200.
Oh.
Dude.
What kills you? The
concrete
rafters?
And metal. Oh. It was a concrete building.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Dude, it's so sick. I mean, like, it's sudden. Like, you're not expecting that.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I can't go anywhere nowadays.
There's videos
of
people,
paranoia.
Like, pointing up. Even the musicians, like, going like that. And it just goes... Wow.
Oh man.
Yeah. That's terrible. Horrible. Now I'm not gonna go to any clubs.
Yeah, we can't, Lil. We can't do anything fun all summer.
Yeah. We just gotta stay home. Sorry.
Just be in the yard because there's no roof. We're sleeping in a tent.
Yeah.
We gotta go anywhere. Lily.
What?
Bring down the roof. Supposed to raise the roof. That was crazy.
Really?
People died.
Hey, really? You guys make questionable jokes all the time.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, all right, fine.
Oh, man. Did you hear the news, Andy? What's that? We got a new Ninjas and Butterfly shirt. Booyah! Birds are dinosaurs? Whoa, on a radical pink?
Wow, and look, bones spell NAB. That stands for Ninjas Are Butterflies.
You can go and get yours now at SundayCoolSwag.com.
Flamingos are dinosaurs.
Yep.
Quails are dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Red robins are dinosaurs.
Yes, they are.
Blue jays are dinosaurs.
Okay.
Sandhill cranes, they're dinosaurs.
Enough.
We get it. All birds. All birds are dinosaurs. You don't have to name every bird.
Yellow-breasted finches are dinosaurs.
Stop. Seriously, they get it. They're probably annoyed by this by now. I'm annoyed by it. Are you annoyed by it?
Yeah. Doves are dinosaurs.
SundayCoolSwag.com.
Ravens! Here's what I have to say. Do
not go out. Do not play. Do you ever go to the Starbucks in Target?
Yeah.
You know sometimes. Julian?
No, I don't.
He works there. He's usually in the morning time, so you probably wouldn't see
him. Evening. Usually when you go.
He's amazing. But he was really talking to me about AI artists and how anti-AI. He's an artist. He does all the artwork on the board.
Yeah.
He was mad.
I don't know where people fall in it. Like, people are like really upset that people use it in film and stuff, but it's like, are there any laws on it? Is there any rules?
Yeah. Well, it's
and it seems like it's just like.
It's frowned upon because.
It's free.
What is?
Just AI art.
Oh.
Yeah. I guess they just did it for the new Superman movie and the guy had two pinkies or something.
Nice.
Maybe Superman has two pinkies.
Yeah. He is alien.
He is an alien.
Full him.
Six fingers.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Maybe that's literally where he gets his power.
Ooh.
I was going to try to say one more thing that made you go, ooh.
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 Oh, man. I wish we could have the brain power to finish this episode.
Something that would give us mental, performance energy with, that would be a clean energy.
Maybe yeah, but what is there, Andy? I don't know. Is there a genie in here?
Well, there's got to be a better way.
The one wish I ask for, genie, is to have the mental performance to make it through the rest of this podcast.
Where'd that come from?
What is that?
Wait.
What is this?
Magic mind.
Reclaim your brain?
Wow.
What does that mean? Whoa, that means I've probably been drinking a lot of like unclean energy stuff, like a lot of just energy drinks.
Ew,
and yuck. Filth.
Ew, yeah, that's, you know, that's terrible for your body too.
It's not good for my body at all, but now I have magic mind.
Wow.
I can't wait to try it.
And all they have to do is go to magicmind.com/ninja and use the code ninja20 to get a significant discount on their subscription. Subscription.
Wow, it sounds like it.
Wah!
That is a big sip, and I love it. Magic Mind. Love you. Thank you. Bye.
Ask the genie, the Magic Mind genie, for one more thing.
I wish that there was...
Question Corner with Lily! Where the questions are fresh on our mind.
Okay. I'm worried I asked this before.
Wait, you need to finish that and take a shot and see if you're going to be 4 for 4.
Oh, that's true.
Because we did say Magic Mind does make you shoot better.
You thought about it too much. You hesitated.
It was really close. I cut the inside of the...
Oh, it was really close.
That's what you sound like.
Move
good
on.
Thing, good thing close counts. This ain't horseshoes.
Yeah.
Horseshoes, if you get close.
I think it's a horseshoe. Horseshoes?
Horseshoes. You throw multiple.
Anyway.
There's 4 involved.
It's brutal. Why are you taking the feet off of horses?
They don't deserve them. We made them for them.
What did they look like before those?
I don't know. I did see a video to where they didn't.
Abscessed ones?
Where like it grew down like that. Crazy.
I was wondering how wild horses don't get that way.
Wild horses.
It's like how dogs, they scratch their nails and cats and stuff.
That's why I take my dog out on the concrete.
Taking it on the concrete, no.
That's
Does
a natural
anybody
trimmer.
Cut their dog's nails? Regularly?
Stella would kill me if I tried.
Andrew would.
I'm so scared to do it. When you cut it too short.
Your dog, the golden retriever is light, but the Frank's got to have dark nails, right?
Yeah.
That's scary.
They're huge. Dude, they're like bear claws right now.
You know,
now.
It's only like $10 to go to the place by your old house, and they'll do it.
They also got the mobile groomers. They're not bad at price as well. They literally just have a van. They pull up to your house, and then you just bring them out. Boom.
Dude, neat. I'm going to start doing that.
What's the question?
Okay. If you, whenever you had to poop, if you could teleport to any bathroom in the world, which one would you choose?
Good question.
That is good.
Man.
What is your favorite pooping bathroom? And I'll go first. Andrew's bathroom at the back of the house with a tiny toilet.
Yeah.
Really?
That.
The washing dryer?
It's one? Cozy in there, but it gets hot.
It's a built-in squatty potty. It's down on the ground.
I didn't know it existed toilet. There for years. I was over to your house forever. I don't know if I think it was when we started tiling. Bathroom is that's when I realized you had a bathroom.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be probably removing that toilet
what
here soon.
Do?
So if you want it, you can have your squatty
potty. Are you
getting
a new toilet? Yeah.
Just put it in the front yard, put some plants in it.
The pressure wasn't great, so if you dropped a big log, you gotta wait a minute.
Yeah. So that's not the perfect bathroom then.
No, but the size of the toilet is what you're after.
Oh, the size?
It's small. It's
I was
really
thinking
small.
Like vibe of like the overall bathroom.
Well, and also that, and it's very cozy and small. I like it, a small room.
I don't know why I have one in my mind though. Where did we go? We went on a trip recently and it was in...
With the Asian restaurant?
Yes!
That was mine!
No way!
Yeah!
Wait, where?
That's so funny. What's the name of that place?
Oh.
I took a picture.
I did too.
That's so funny.
It was just a cool experience in there. Like the mirror was like a portal. Because
it was like green tile, like dark green tiling, I think. But it was like really dark in there. And it was like it was almost like that color on the neon light right behind you.
Oh, like LEDs?
Yeah, but it was really cool. That's so funny.
You guys should find the name and then we should have all of our ninjas go comment best poop of my life.
Please have us take a picture of you watching Ninjas of Butterflies in the bathroom.
Jace knows the name for sure.
Was it in Atlanta?
Yeah, it was like, I think it's like a chain.
Was it Atlanta?
I don't think it was Atlanta. I think
it was that Asian restaurant.
That downstairs Asian restaurant?
No.
Is it Chattanooga?
No. I think it was Atlanta. Oh, man.
Oh yeah, I took a picture for the girls because we were gone.
Yeah,
it's like that's the color scheme of it. It's just it was perfect. I'm trying to find the picture. I don't know. Yeah. Good. What about you, Andrew?
There's
that was mine.
That's a good one.
Oh wow! Nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
So straight That's up so portal. Funny.
It was really cool.
It was so cool.
It was very like because it was like soundproof too. Like as soon as you went in there, literally no sound at all.
That is a good vibe. When you're like in a restaurant and you're like, I just need a break.
Yeah.
Like overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyone else?
Semi-autistic. Did you guys poop in there or just go pee and think?
I definitely pooped in there.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Where was that, dude? That's so funny.
Yeah, good question.
Okay, Andrew, your turn.
I can't remember. I watched a YouTube video. They were like, you know those like cabins? It might be in like Switzerland, but like you can just hike to them and they're basically unoccupied, but there's like a ledger where like, hey, we use this cabin on this day. It's like one of those places.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you're just like looking out over the Alps and it's just literally just the throne has a thing against the back, but then your open view is just the valley and the sky. And
that's cool.
Looks epic.
It's difficult for me to not be in an enclosed space.
Yeah.
Well, I love pooping at my dad's property.
Yeah, with the door open.
I do.
That's
with the
like
door
the only
open.
Time. Yeah.
I love it.
I'll do
yeah,
that
that's
too.
Pretty fun. That's hilarious.
Very good.
Thanks.
Good question.
Thank you.
Now I want to poop.
All about the poops, dude.
Can you hit it with that beat? Oh, my.
Is it really time? I think it is. Oh, Andrew has a reel.
Oh, goody, goody, golly, goody, gosh, gosh.
I can't wait to see what he's got.
By the way, Josh, I don't think you sent your video in Discord.
Oh, no, I sent it to, I just put it on Patreon.
Oh,
patreon.com/into the butterflies?
Yeah.
All right, these are taking their time getting over there, and they're both really short. And
like Andy.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm literally 6 feet tall.
Dude, I'm widowy 5'9½".
Oh my gosh, I know this is probably gonna be terrible. Yeah,
disrespecting.
I promise none of these are like the eye ones. You don't need to cover your face. We're gonna start with the one with the lady talking.
Okay.
But this is for the audience who doesn't know. Josh is the character Carl had a thing for belly buttons, and I immediately thought back to that era with this one. So this is a doctor's account, and he talks about like, you know, when people have things, he kind of critiques whatever, explains what's going on in the video. So
I hate belly buttons.
You ready? Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Pretty weird thing that your body does that you're not sure anybody else's body does.
Yeah, you can ignore him talking.
Hate that.
Oh!
Dude.
That's why.
That belly button came in for a sucker punch, dude.
Oh, dude, I hate that.
What is that? Is that your...
The doctor's literally like, I don't know what that
umbilical
is.
Cord,
umbilical
maybe?
Cord still in there?
Maybe.
His is made out of plastic or something.
It's like, shaped like
gosh. One. I hate belly buttons.
Okay.
It's just a fossilized umbilical cord inside of his belly button.
You guys, I know you guys have never been pregnant because you're all men.
Well, first of all,
but
rude.
Bold of you to assume.
When I'm pregnant, my belly button disappears.
It does. It's wild.
Yeah, it's just flat,
I'm like,
right?
Kyle XY.
Kyle XY. Dude, I remember the trailers. I never watched the show, but I remember the trailers were like, this is going to be the most life-changing show in the world.
And all you glean from is he doesn't have a belly button.
What's up with Kyle XY now, dude? We need to get him on the pod.
All right, second one.
The next one's, this is the craziest firework because they engineered the sound it makes, and it's supposed to sound like someone screaming.
Oh, cool. All right, ready? 3, 2, 1.
Oh, cool.
Wait.
Dude.
It's so scary.
Dude, is that not
dude
insane?
They start militarizing that like somehow, like in war. Put a Aztec death whistle on a front of a missile.
Dude, I'm like,
they need to like just tape those like Nerf footballs yeah. to missiles.
Yeah. I just put a bunch of harmonicas just on the side.
I'm gonna get some of those because I'm over people shooting off fireworks in my neighborhood every holiday.
True that.
And I'm just gonna respond with those.
Dude, you guys are so old.
No, here, okay, hot take. I'm down with fireworks. Midnight, sure, launch them off, or as it's getting dark. shoot the fireworks, but my neighbors every like 20 to 30 minutes will set off two. And it's like, you're like, okay, cool. It's over. Dogs are chill. I'm falling asleep. And then you're out. And then literally just pop, pop. And it's the same house.
Yeah, it just needs to be like,
it's like
one.
Just do
one
the
time.
Thing.
Hey, God forbid a neighbor catches a vibe, dude. Every 20 minutes or so. You don't ever get the vibe just to like blow off a couple fireworks every 20 minutes?
You know what cracked me up is that your mother-in-law, when she comes to our party, I guess she was like, can we please set off fireworks at a normal time this year? She gets so mad that we do it during the day.
Well, to be fair, you guys did it like 2 hours before sunset. And it's like, we could see every, I mean, like, I didn't care, but it's like, but like, if the kids are going to see fireworks, they're not going to see them.
It's no, it's
you guys
true,
hear
though.
It? Wow, that sounded cool, right?
She was right.
Yeah, she was right. But we just had babies, so we're just like, we're going to sleep.
Yeah, you guys were hosting the party at your place, and you just had like small children.
Yeah. No, okay. It was funny, though.
Yeah, it was great.
I want to dive back into that spiral that was over the UK.
Yeah, there's got to be more to it, right? Really?
There has to be more to it.
Got to be.
I saw this person talk about that this is not the first occurrence of seeing a spiral like this. And they documented photos in the sky going back to 1981.
Oh, when SpaceX started.
Yeah.
Whenever they started dropping all their chemicals in the sky.
Right.
To like make
the
sense.
Yeah, when the fuel freezes and it spins like in a perfect cylinder.
Wrong.
But then they compared it to old ancient carvings and drawings that look exactly like it. So look at
no
this.
Way.
So I sent you two pictures.
Dude, this is
one with like ancient drawings, and two, this person that got all these pictures from images in the sky dating back to 1981.
Whoa.
Oh my gosh. Looks like your crop circles, Andy.
Ayo. That's so cool.
Yeah. And then I looked up, I'm like, well, what did they mean? Like, or like who had them in the world? Like ancient people.
How did the people understand them?
Yeah. In every part of the world, everyone has a drawing of a spiral.
Okay.
And so like, they said like the Neolithic Europe era. So like they said Ireland, 3200 BC, famous triple spiral. They called it a triskele, carved into entrance stones, possibly linked to the sun, life cycles, and astral journey. And then Scotland, Malta, and Spain, spirals, megalithic tombs, often pointing inward. Some believe these are symbolic of the journey to the afterlife or altered states of consciousness. And then you have Mesoamerica, so the Mayan and Aztec cultures. The spirals were linked to the wind gods, portals, and time cycles.
Oh, my gosh.
And then you have the Nazca lines in Peru. And there's this giant spiral there, and they debate over what it meant. But a lot of people think that it was like a portal or a astronomical or ritualistic.
Mm.
So people all over the world, since early BC era, were drawing these symbols that they were seeing in the sky.
Yeah.
And
that didn't have an explanation for it. And we still don't, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what are the reason they give? They gave just that. There's no confirmation what exactly it was,
no,
right?
No. And I mean, even SpaceX, I don't know if SpaceX came out and said wow. something, but yeah. Europe's just like, yeah, that's what it was. But then the Hopi tribe, Native American, they have a lot of these spirals, and it's a it represents the connection between this world and the spirit world.
Wow.
That's what their spiral represented.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Golly, man. All the stuff that's happening in the world right now. And then we have something like that. I mean, we had all those drones, then we have this back to back.
What's going on with the aliens?
Dude, I mean, there's...
That's like, that, it's like almost, that never happened.
Yeah. The craziest thing that we, in like 4 years ago, the craziest thing that we knew about was that pilot that dropped, like had that footage.
Yeah.
And now all of this is just normal. It's just normal.
We're in a rigged system, my friend.
Yeah, we died on the way back from Miami. That's just the truth of it.
Then what am I experiencing?
I mean, you're just stuck here.
Dude, what's up with
Black
the spiral
Mirror episode?
Zone? I mean, these that's insane.
Yeah, and it's just, I mean, if there's no logical explanation, I guess I just got to do more research into it. But
if we asked Ada, she would just say it was the heart of Tefiti.
Yeah, she
it
would.
Does look like it though, huh? Disney.
Well, Disney, there's like a crazy conspiracy route that swirl thing represents like trafficking.
Yeah, have you heard that
and stuff? But
I have not heard that.
Yeah, it's like a pizza time spinoff or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't buy it too much. I don't know.
I think they're doing Club 33 only because they have something more exclusive they're not, they don't want anyone to know about now. Because now Club 33 is out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah.
I got something else for you guys. Speaking of satellites.
What is that thing? Oh, in the spiral.
We've talked about it at least on two podcasts so far. But the North Pole and that old ancient map.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, remind me.
Oh, I just sent you the picture.
The guy who...
We talked about those four islands and then the rock that was in the center of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The guy had made a map without...
This is so like Peter Pan.
Kind of cool.
But what's so creepy is that there's more to it. So there's this satellite image from the ESA 7 satellite. This was in 1968. And it was like the most... It was like the first visual of Earth via satellite or like a composite of it.
Yeah.
But look at... And it's was like stationed over the North Pole. And this is the picture that they released.
What the heck?
And they talk about, oh, it's just the composite images that they all put together and the North Pole wasn't captured.
Uh-huh.
Right? Okay, well then this was from Google Earth in like the early 2000s. Send this to you.
It's the hole to the center of the Earth.
And then this was released by NASA, I believe, in the 80s? 80s or 90s?
You guys.
All separate.
Cool.
Holy moly, dude.
That's actually unsettling.
So where's Santa?
But does it not look, if you compare it to that first map.
It's identical.
And people talk about.
And what year was that map? That was like the 1600s?
Yeah.
Gosh, man.
Yeah, and people have talked about, like, apparently NASA, but they've taken it back or they've, like, scrubbed it or something. They talked about, like, it was really hard to find the image, but there was this obscure image that people, like, zoomed in of the Earth. And at the top, there was literally a black stone sticking out, like, at the top of the world.
Oh, my gosh.
A black stone.
And it's, like, the same as this freaking map, bro. Yeah.
Like, guys, literally, these mysteries of the world.
That's like we're never gonna know.
We will. I believe we'll know in heaven.
Yeah, but I'm saying like it's just because people will say, of course there's nothing there. Like you just go, like, people have gone there. It's like, well, we don't know.
You know,
that.
flight paths, you're not allowed to fly over
the
North Pole. Yeah. Because I mean, probably because it's the most harsh climate, but still, right. People don't fly over the North Pole.
Yeah.
But Admiral Byrd did.
Admiral Byrd.
We've talked about him a lot, too.
Yeah. Good name for a pilot.
Yeah. He's associated with a ton of stuff. Like, even the Project Fishbowl. He was involved in the Operation High Jump.
Was he the guy that had the heart attack in Antarctica?
No, that was Buzz Aldrin.
Oh.
Admiral Byrd, this was, like, shortly after World War II. He was sent with an armada. The Navy sent this whole armada of battleships to the Antarctic.
Mm-hmm.
Super weird stuff. And it was just to explore, but there was all weaponized. And so the theory is that he went out there to seek out Nazi hideouts in Antarctica.
Yeah.
So he explored that, said that there's some crazy stuff there. And then he also did an exploration to the North Pole. And this is where this is the conspiracy part.
Okay.
Because apparently he had, and we've talked about it before, I believe, but his secret diary that only he had. And then when he died, his son got it. And then when his son was trying to publish the stuff in it, he died, like under very mysterious circumstances. But Admiral Byrd talks about in this secret diary, allegedly that he wrote, people think that it's fake. That when he went to explore the North Pole, there was an entry to inner Earth, like hollow Earth.
And that would make sense with this big old hole.
It would. And he describes it as being in the Earth, lush green land beyond the ice, mammoth-like creatures, a technology-advanced civilization, and meeting with a being called the Master, who warns humanity about nuclear weapons.
Wow.
So this is where it gets a little like,
yeah,
I don't know about it.
But it sounds like the little green children.
Yeah, I know. That's what I thought about. It was the green kids.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
That literally backs up that story. That's so fun to think about. A giant hole that has a whole different world. I mean, yeah, dude. That's crazy.
I mean, but those image. Oh, here's another one, too. This is from a satellite image from 2010. It's like, okay, well, if this is just like a, oh, it's composite and we don't have the top of the world, but you can look on Antarctica and see all of Antarctica.
Yeah.
Dude.
But like,
look at that hole. No. Look at that.
2010, this one came out.
Dude, I got a running tissue. This is.
Get a hold of yourself, dude.
He's sick.
That's scary, man.
He gets emotional about Hollow Earth.
Yeah, he starts crying. Dude, that's wild.
Isn't that insane?
It's like a perfectly circle.
All of those pictures. It's like
one from 1600s.
Yeah.
That long ago.
Yeah. And they're like, this is what's up there. And everyone's like, no. But this one is the most convincing to me is that one that NASA took.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at. That's crazy.
It's like where there's no clouds. And it's just like, I don't know, man. It's so weird.
Yeah.
It's a giant hole, too.
Yeah.
Lots of things can crawl out of that.
100 million square miles,
including the master, apparently.
Here's my take. If it's actually just, you know, stitching it together, and that's why there's a hole, which is one of the arguments, it's like think about the amount of technology at their disposal. You're really not gonna like finish the picture.
Yeah,
like, well, imagine us editing an AI photo. There's just a random
center of the photo.
Well, it's like that. Nah, whatever.
This picture from NASA, where you can see it from a different angle, they're not taking it right overhead. Why is there still a hole?
Yep. Yeah. Fair.
My question would
be, that's crazy.
By the time this comes out, I have not looked into it, but the astronauts that from SpaceX that did the polar,
yeah,
I want to see pictures of the North Pole.
Yeah,
I want it to be disproven because this is scary.
Send me a pic.
We're talking to you, whoever's in
Mr.
charge,
Mr. Wang.
Dude, this is, it's cool though too.
Scary, it is cool. I actually hope it is real.
All of the people who are disappearing, they're just finding a better life and staying. Oh,
what, man, if it is one of those things where we just have like a timetable to get off the planet? Like the people in the middle of the Earth are like, you can stay here, but you need to leave. Like, so it's like, that's why we're trying to get off so much, so fast.
Yeah.
Like, if, I don't know, that'd be crazy.
Or they, yeah, I don't, it's all,
I'm just saying,
me,
like sci-fi. So the possibility of sci-fi movies right now are just endless.
Oh my gosh.
But apparently this master gave Admiral Byrd this message. It's a long message. But at one point he says to Admiral Byrd, you see, we have never interfered before in your race's wars of barbarity. Wow. But now we must, for you have learned to tamper with a certain power that is not for man, namely the atomic energy. Our emissaries have already delivered messages to the powers of your world, and yet they do not heed. You have been chosen to witness here that our world does exist. You see, our culture and science is many thousands of years beyond your race.
Wow.
You, my son, must return to the surface of the world with this message.
Cool.
And then he died.
What do they what do they do about the sun? Don't they need the sun?
Well, if there's a big hole in the top.
They're getting it.
Bunch of mirrors.
No, he actually talks about it seemed like another source of light in this earth, in
the
this
core.
Hollow Earth.
The Earth's core.
The core. It's the beginning of a movie right there. Wait a minute. The core.
It's pretty extreme to hate on us for barbaric war, but then to have all of the answers and to be like, y'all are fine over there.
Yeah. I mean, but that message does line up a lot. Either people read one thing one time of someone made something up and like just it repeated. Like, but we talked about the friendship. Remember in Italy?
Yeah.
And their whole thing was like trying to stop the nuclear bombs. And then just all these other alien encounters people have. It's always about nuclear.
Yeah.
And stuff. The sightings. Yeah. So it's just centered around those types of moments. Makes you wonder when the next one's going to go off and what that's going to look like, because that's going to be crazy. If that's true, it's like the patterns will match up.
Yeah.
If one drops and it's like, look in the sky.
It's weird.
Scary.
I love that on this show, we can believe both the conspiracy that aliens are real and they're keeping us from developing nuclear weapons. And we can also believe the political conspiracy that nuclear weapons aren't real. and that people are using them as just a reason to invade other places.
Just kind of keep it open ended, you know. Yeah.
I don't think nuclear bombs exist. I think Japan just did that. I think it just happened.
We were talking about something. We were calling it just like a really big bomb, but the whole like atomic nuclear sort of.
Well, we talked about how atomic bombs weren't made for men, but for whatever interdimensional beings, aliens, cryptids, whatever.
Yeah.
And then these people, the master, as he goes by, says that this technology is not meant for man.
Yeah.
So that's a weird connection too.
Maybe because we pervert it and we, maybe there is a good way to use this type of energy, just not for evil like we turn it into.
Do they refer to themselves as man? Yeah.
Do what?
Do they refer to themselves as man? Like, are they humans?
No, they're not human. I need to do
more chads.
Look into it. Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting.
It's scary.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just want an interaction with an alien. That's all I'm asking.
I
want
to see something, because we talk about it all the time, and I'm just like,
do you ever pray about it?
Like
literally, just like, do you ever just like talk, like just talking? Because sometimes I'll be outside and I'll just be by myself.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll just like, I just want to see something.
I'm like, yeah, just. I'm like, it's only you and me.
But then I think God's like, but you're afraid.
He says, "I've seen the future. You poop your pants. It's really embarrassing. Let's not go down this road."
Yeah.
No, thank you for me.
I want a mix up, man.
Yeah.
I'm tired of like.
Feels like we're in a weird rhythm.
We're so controlled by like the media and like.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, because everyone was so consumed with like these drones. Before that, it was aliens and all this and that. And then all of a sudden, it's just all political stuff now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and like tariffs. And it's just like, I don't care. Like, we're just talking about aliens. Let's get back to that.
It's like, this is y'all's business. Just take care of your country.
Who cares about terrorists? This is the whole earth.
Trump did say that he said it was a militant thing, right? It was like another country.
Which is baloney. I mean, he said it was FAA testing.
Oh.
Like,
but they just threw it under the rug. And it's like, okay, the governors don't know this. That's baloney.
It's such baloney, dude.
It would make sense. It would confirm a lot when you hear something and it just resonates with you, like consider too that they would have found ways out of the inner earth through the ocean. We see things coming up out of the ocean. Missing 411, caves, all this cave stuff.
All the cave stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. The green children.
Green children. Maybe they are familiar with Nephilim.
I think it's all connected, dude.
I do too. And I mean, it says in scripture that they'll come up out of the earth, doesn't it?
Does.
Wasn't it funny in Mickey 17, the name of the ship? You remember what it was called?
No, what?
It was like Nephilim.
Ooh. It was like the Nephilim-y or something
like that. It literally sounded just like someone trying to pronounce Nephilim.
Yeah.
It's super funny. I was like, that's not by accident.
Speaking of being controlled.
Who's controlled? I'm not controlled.
I'm telling you, all these stories I'm coming across, it's just like, it's the same story, but written in a different font.
Yeah. Different era, different people, but literally the same thing.
Same thing. Okay, have you ever heard of the Council of 300?
No, I have not.
Okay, it's a fringe conspiracy theory, but there is some validity to it.
I had a dream we were in France last night.
Oh,
did you say French or fringe?
Fringe.
Okay. Oh.
Oui, oui.
It was a French conspiracy. I'm like, that's interesting.
French.
Well, that's why I said yuck. Never mind.
So the Council of 300 is basically what we would call the Illuminati.
Okay.
And it connects directly to the cult of the Black Cube.
The cult of the Black Cube.
I corrected myself.
I know. Punk. It's just, I wanted to hear it in...
The Sultan of the Black Cube.
The Sultan of the Black Cube. But yeah, so this was originally written by Dr. John Coleman in the book called Conspirators Hierarchy, The Story of the Committee of 300. And he claims that there's a shadow elite ruling the world behind the scenes. And I think we all kind of
agree with that
in a sense.
Yeah,
sounds about right.
But there's multiple names for them. So it's the Council of 300, also the Hidden Hand. Or the Olympians, some people call them.
Interesting.
Yeah. So basically, it's a 300 top-tier individuals that would be royalty, banking, dynasties, and corporate heads including the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Windsors, and high-level Vatican officials.
That sounds like our typical...
Not official. This is why people are like, well, this isn't real, because there's no record of it. Of course there's no record of it.
That's what. So that's why, like, they did it.
Not officially listed or public, allegedly secret and generational, which generational thing makes sense to me, mm-hmm. of just passing down this whole dynasty kind of thing.
Yeah.
And like how the royal family, there, you had to marry into certain parts of the family.
Yeah.
Like incest was like, yeah, you got to do that. You got to marry your cousin. Yep. You got to keep it all in the blood.
What else? I mean, what other options do they have?
Yeah. But so it says the 300 sit at a top of a pyramid-like power structure. Below them, global think tanks like Club of Rome, the CFR, Bilderberg, and corporations and governments. And the ultimate goal of the Committee of 300 is the creation of the one world government.
Yeah.
And that just, I went down just... a big old rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Rabbit path. Rabbit trail.
Rabbit.
Bunch of them work.
Rabbit gym.
Rabbit tree. I went up the rabbit tree.
Yeah.
And I was like looking into like the UN and the World Economic Forum.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is freaking me out.
They're all tied back?
Yeah. So they, well, one thing this, the Dr. John Coleman writes about is that the Council of 300, they use this thing called the, I don't know how to pronounce this, Hegelian dialect? No. How would you pronounce this? That fart on a stick, dude. There's a lot of notes. Hold on. The H word.
Hegelian.
Hegelian.
Hegelian dialect.
Yeah. It's often reinterpreted as the problem-reaction-solution mechanism.
Problem.
So it's a mechanism used by the elites. So it's a three-step process.
Cool.
One, problem, a manufactured crisis, terrorist attack, pandemic, economic collapse. Two, reaction, the public's emotional response. So the public's like, you got to do something to save us. And then three is solution. So the elite's pre-planned solution that wouldn't have been accepted otherwise. An example, surveillance laws, war, lockdowns. And so there was this thing that came out in June 2019.
Okay.
Remember the world in 2019?
What a beautiful time.
Okay. The UN proposed this thing called the Agenda 2030. And it was heavily sponsored and heavily influenced by the World Economic Forum, which is not government. It's its own private sector.
Yeah.
But this Agenda 2030, it was agreed upon by every nation in the world. But it was, so in June 2019, the United Nations and World Economic Forum signed a memorandum of understanding to, quote, accelerate the implementation of Agenda 2030. And these are the key pillars of the agreement. One, climate change. Two, health. Three, digital cooperation. Four, gender equality and empowerment of women. Hey.
Hey, that's me.
Five, education and skills for the future. And six, financing the 2030 agenda. And so basically, the World Economic Forum, they pushed that in order to implement this new Agenda 2030, is like climate change, but a big part of it is surveillance.
Mm-hmm.
They said that they need to not depend on governments, but on corporations to fund this thing. So dipping into the private sector, overseeing government, a worldwide government agenda.
Yeah.
Red flag, I would say.
Yeah.
For sure.
Seems like a rule that should be not broken.
So under Agenda 2030, many goals like renewable energy, smart cities, and digital ID were implemented. And that they can only be achieved with private sector funding. And this one freaked me out. The World Economic Forum, it says the biggest advocates for global digital identity infrastructure. So the known traveler digital identity. So basically everyone will have a biometric ID attached to them now.
Wow.
So wherever you travel in the world, biometrically, you can be identified. So now everyone in the world can be tracked wherever.
Yeah. No matter what.
This is all in the hopes of like making the world a better place. And part of the Agenda 2030 that World Economic Forum were involved in is it's called the Great Reset.
Right, which we've heard of.
Yeah. So after COVID-19, World Economic Forum launched the Great Reset Initiative. And it was branded as a chance to rebuild more sustainable and equitable world.
Equitable.
the pillars of the Great Reset lined up almost one-for-one in the UN's agenda or whatever. Build back better, inclusive capitalism, green energy, and digital transformation. And their catchphrase for this whole Great Reset was, you will own nothing and be happy.
Yes. Yeah. Cool. So wait, I remember them. There was a book written about this, and they wanted to extinguish a bunch of people. They said that we needed like 500,000 people to exist on Earth or something. But this officially is happening?
It's been implemented.
Wow.
And that's why there's people are talking about that like in the U.S. and in Canada, all these natural disasters are being taken over by the government, like this land.
Mm-hmm.
So like in Canada, all these places where there's these wildfires,
right.
It's like, well, this isn't a safe place for anyone to live. So now the government owns it, and now you have to move into the city that we're going to make into a smart city.
Carolinas as well?
Yeah, Carolinas.
And all these insane natural disasters in tandem with the fact that we're now doing cloud seeding.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, it's all connected, and it's really freaky. But like just the involvement of like corporate media too in the UN and World Economic Forum.
Yeah.
It's like,
it's manipulation its finest.
You know what's creepy too, though, is they've like recently like accepted the conversation around cloud seeding. Like DeSantis came out and said that thing. So it's like now they've accepted it. But think about how sketchy it is that it's now illegal to use the technology that in case of a dramatic wildfire could put out the fire.
Yeah.
So like we might have just got all up in arms to shut down the thing that could stop what they're doing.
Yeah.
If they're using fires to push people to smart cities. It's like you never know which side you're actually being played on.
That's what I'm saying. And another case for that, I was thinking, because DeSantis, which I like a lot of what DeSantis has done.
Same.
But one thing I don't like, and I think we talked about it on the Patreon last week, but he's like buddy buddies with all these developers that are on the Florida Fish and
FWC.
Yeah.
Fish and Wildlife Conservation.
The whole board is developers, basically.
Yep.
And then DeSantis comes out and he's like, hey, Florida, we're trying to get rid of property taxes. You guys shouldn't have to pay taxes on your own property.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I totally agree with that. And it's like, wait a second. Like he's buddy buddies with all these developers that are buying up all this land.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like,
they don't want to pay taxes.
Yeah. Now they don't have, it's like, they don't have to pay taxes. And it's like,
it's all a game.
When you think something's good, it's not going to directly benefit you. It's going to benefit the people
that's the bone they're throwing you. So you don't throw a fit.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, now is the time though. If you're thinking about grabbing a little piece of land, do it sooner than later.
Yeah.
I actually reached out to a Wiowata.
I do think property tax is the dumbest thing ever, though.
It's crazy. Especially
we pay taxes for everything.
Yeah, I said, like, as soon as you're done paying off your home, you shouldn't have to do it anymore. That maybe gives you a little more incentive to pay it off early.
Yeah.
But it's like, afterwards, it's yours. It's not yours. It's nothing is legally ours.
And I'm just speculating with the DeSantis with the developer stuff.
What do you mean?
For entertainment purposes.
Well, yeah.
But it's true that the board is developers, right?
For the
FWC.
FWC.
Yeah. I mean, but you're seeing the agenda. You know where the money goes.
Like,
it's not, benefit.
It's a blatant conflict of interest. Yeah. It's insane.
Yeah. I mean, there's implication there enough. You could pass that in court. That's enough to, you know, convince a jury. That's so scary, dude.
Yeah.
Also, developers. Get out of Florida.
Yeah, cut it out, you guys.
They can't be happy with themselves.
They can't. You can't go to bed at night and think, oh, wow, I've really accomplished something fantastic here.
When they go to bed in their $20 million home, they probably think they're doing all right.
It's nuts.
It's like I hate on it, too. But the whole reason I was able to make a profit selling my last one is because of what they've done to the Florida housing economy.
Yeah, but I feel like I don't know much about the housing stuff, but I feel like if you build too many homes, then it saturates the market, and then the home value goes down, then you have a collapse.
Yeah,
right?
Especially when you have all these abandoned places,
the bubble
all around, yeah. And now you're just becoming more crowded.
There's zero intention.
But that goes back to like the brutalism and the, what is it, the planned obsolescence in the way that they build things.
Yeah.
You get all of these homes. They used to build homes to last forever, like the one I'm in, 1928?
27.
Dang. 2 years to a centennial.
Yeah.
But like they used to build homes to last, but now you think about all of the stuff that the crap they're building right now is not meant to be around for 100 years.
No.
Which means that they're either gonna, no one's gonna be, the bones aren't good enough to rebuild that house in 50. So you're gonna end up with all these areas either being completely wiped or people moving to the next suburb.
That's the generational wealth. It's like they've learned to, you know, shrink the lifespan of all this stuff that they're selling to us. So that then people later on can still have money because they know they're going to need this because of like they're creating. It's just, it's what a George Carlin, it's a big game and we're not in it.
It's honest, but it's honestly kind of like the same elite problem that's always existed. You know, you look at like people colonizing when they took over an area, used up all the resources and moved on. It's the same, the same principle.
The white man.
Typical.
There's this new terminology that I heard this past week. It's kind of a fun term, but a very scary term. It's called tenocracy.
Tenocracy.
Or the technocrats. It's like aristocrats, but the dudes in the tech industry.
Okay.
And how they are the aristocrats of America now.
Yeah.
Like they're the ones that are making all the decisions. They're the ones that are controlling. They're the new lobbyists, basically. And like, again, government stuff, but like you think of like Elon Musk, one of the biggest technocrats.
Yeah,
he's right hand man of Trump, and he's like implementing all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's like some of it could be really, really good and beneficial, but also he is the richest man in the world, and you don't get rich by just like caring for people. You know, it's like you bulldoze and you like, I don't know.
He's a Renaissance man too, though, so it makes it hard to put someone next to him as his equal to keep him in check.
Yeah. It did creep me out too at the, I know this will make somebody mad. I don't care.
That's
it creeped me out of just like when Trump was being sworn in, just all the tech industry dudes that were standing behind him.
Yeah, oh yeah, dude. It was 100%.
Just like,
well, yeah, tech industry, but also just like corporate bigwigs. And it's like,
yeah,
this kind of shadow government, wouldn't it be run by individuals like this that have the most to benefit from and have the most to bargain with, aka money, you know, and power? And yeah, that was spooky to me too. The guy that does All Gas No Brakes, what's his name?
Andrew
Callaghan.
Yeah,
he did an excellent.
He did a great breakdown of it.
Super articulate and accurate.
Yeah, he's incredible. I think it's just, I mean, no matter Republican or Democrat, that's just not a good vibe you want. And I don't like. It's cool. It's kind of like the Avengers. Like, it's really neat to go and see all of your favorite people in one area. But it's like, in reality, it's like, this is cheap entertainment. It's like, and that's what Trump was like doing. Like, he was like, the people of the American people don't want to just see, like, let's actually see you caring for other people.
Yeah.
People that aren't richer than you, you know? Yeah. Like, that's like, this is just seems like pandering.
Yeah.
Do you guys know who this guy is? Palmer Luckey?
No.
Okay, so I guess he owns the like defense contract. Like he does a bunch of like AI tech stuff, but Dalton sent me a podcast, you know, he's connected to a bunch of military people. But apparently this guy owns the like biggest contract through the Department of Defense on all this stuff. And I'm watching the podcast and he was like looking at contracts offered and like the entire system, how these things are won. Apparently, you know, it's a fair system cuz people can bid. But the technology space is really, there's such a limited amount of players at the elite level that government's spending on. So literally when they're like, we need a contract written and people to bid for this specific job, it's so specific that there's literally time and time and time again, there's only one.
Interesting.
That no one's competing against each other. It's just one person literally throwing out whatever number they want. And because we need to be ahead in tech, and tech literally determines their own prices against no one.
Yeah.
They're running our financial debt through the roof.
Yeah. Government freaks me out.
Yep.
Because it's like, you, everyone knows it's corrupt. There's corruption within government.
Yeah.
And it's like, and I think we started this corruption probably since day one.
Yeah.
You know? And it's just you create this beast, and say maybe Trump or whoever comes in, they're like, yeah, we got to change it. But then, like, to change it, you have to be a little more probably diabolical or corrupt to change it.
Yeah.
And, like, it doesn't seem like there's going
to
be.
No. Because you got, there's promises to be kept. You know, yeah. There's such darkness.
I'm waiting for the giant 250-year fair that he was going to do.
That's what I was just thinking about, dude. That, like, it should be coming up. Isn't he starting it this year?
I hope so.
This year, yeah.
I just, as believers,
we gotta go to that fair.
Yeah.
I hope it's gonna be great because it's gonna be like in every state, right? Like there's gonna be something.
No, it's gonna be in, I think, Illinois, but it's gonna be every state's gonna be represented.
We gotta go.
Is it like the World's Fair all over again?
Yeah, but it's like the country fair.
Oh, cool.
That's gonna be so neat.
Our country.
Canada's not invited.
Yeah.
Stay out. Mexico's chill. Come on in.
Can we live with Canadians?
Just kidding. Don't punch me.
What I was gonna say though. As believers, are we surprised?
No.
No, that's the thing. It's like people, that's why I hate the Christian outrage anytime like a movie or something makes fun of it. It's like, can we quit expecting this world to act Christian?
And it's also nothing new.
What are we doing?
If you look at the history of Rome, dude, they're doing the same stuff.
I know, yeah.
Just corruption and backstabbing.
They're doing what they want.
Yeah.
They're doing what their flesh is telling. Like, and it's like we all do it.
Power.
We all fall into it. We all have these urges to do whatever we want, and that's just not what we're supposed to do.
In Rome, it was like there was a time where it was the rich that were dictating everything.
Yeah.
You know? And like nothing's new under the sun, truly.
No. Yeah, truly. Thanks, Solomon.
It's existed as soon as...
Josh.
It's John.
Josh said that? Yeah.
Yeah. He said it first, I think, but yeah. What is it? I don't think we've talked about the whistleblower, the AI whistleblower on the.
No.
Yeah,
this is crazy low.
Okay, I'm buckling
up. Say it?
No, well, I'll lead into it. A couple months ago, I talked about a AI whistleblower that was just coming out, and he was.
Through OpenAI.
Yeah, OpenAI was basically saying they're doing a lot of shady stuff. Basically, what's his name? Who ran off to Russia? The CIA, golly, what's his name?
Edward Snowden.
Edward Snowden. It's basically kind of like what he's doing. He's just like seeing a lot of stuff, and then we learned something about this week.
Committed suicide.
No, he did not.
Well, that's what the story came out, and the parents came out and said, "There's no way."
Yeah.
Because he had all these he was going to go on these speaking gigs.
Yeah.
And so they hired their own autopsy, and they discovered 2 bullets in his head.
Oh,
yeah. And so now it's under this investigation.
Busted.
Thing. It's like that's so scary.
Open AI whistleblower.
So who killed him? Open AI.
I don't know. No, I'm not saying that.
We're not saying that. We would never say that.
We would never say that. And nor did we think that.
No. Yeah.
No.
No, we don't.
We don't think
shaking
that.
My head. No.
There's not a chance.
I don't know.
But it's things like that. We just like because we mentioned that he had died. And then it's like,
life moves on.
That's tough. And then it's like, the parents are like, no, we got to get to the bottom of this. But like, we're just, what are we going to do about this information? Literally nothing. The American people are literally not going to care about this. That's the craziest thing. It blows my mind that we just like, we're seeing it right in front of us. And I feel like we're going to look back in the history books and be like, red flag, red flag, red
flag. We just
flag,
don't know
flag.
What to do.
So yeah.
T. I want to know where the T to throw in the harbor is.
You know what they've immediately done with that, though, is affirmed everything that he said.
Exactly.
Well, they didn't plan on getting caught, but yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Jesus, come back.
Seriously.
No, seriously.
It's so scary. Yeah, scary. Scary. Oh, my
God. Very scary. Scary.
I'm a vampire, dude.
What, do you remember that video where the girl's like, ham? Sanitizer. Sand sanitizer. She's like, what?
Oh, speaking of scary, I did acupuncture the other day.
You went back?
Yeah, because I hurt my shoulder working out.
I'm scared of acupuncture too. I want to do it, but I'm scared.
After this time, I'm a little scared because
not because
of
anything they did. Yeah.
Well, I don't think so.
I freaking miss them. I want to go back.
But my shoulder does feel way better. Crazy better. But she like, so I was laying down, face down, and she like, did the cupping thing first, which is a wild sensation.
Yeah.
It's like an octopus sucking your back.
Cool. You look back, it is an octopus.
But then she like So it's this top left shoulder that was hurting. And she goes down to my right leg and pushes by my shin. She's like, does that hurt? I'm like, ow, yeah. She's like, okay. She, boop, one needle. And then my arm just sort of like, dur, 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 like
throbbing.
Like, it felt like a rubber band, bro.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa. I'm like, that's weird.
Bro.
She's like, yeah. It's. She's like, and she explained it all. I forget every time when she explains it. But very fascinating stuff. And then she hooked up like all the like electric things to it and was like zapping me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she does needling too, not just acupuncture.
And she's like, is that good? I'm like, yeah, it's good. And then, dude, she left the room. She's like, it'll be about 15 minutes. It was like 3 minutes, 5 minutes in. It's like I was in a tornado. I just started, whoa, 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 whoa. I'm like, oh my
Eyes
God.
Eyes open, everything?
Yeah,
you're
I'm
spinning?
Like, I'm freaking out. And there's needles in my back. And I'm like, it's not like I can roll over. I'm like, hey. And she comes. I'm like, I'm so dizzy. And she's like, oh, she's like, did you eat before you came in? I'm like, no. She's like, oh, yeah, you got to eat before you come in. Because it.
She like, said it's a lot of chi.
She said it's a lot of chi.
Yeah.
I said, oh.
Got to get your, little butt, your belly
swirl. The swirl.
The what? European swirl.
Hey-o.
But yeah, she said like, because what she does is it brings a lot of blood flow to one part of your body.
Oh, yeah.
And so I guess if you don't have food in you, you.
It just makes you lightheaded.
That's crazy.
Crazy lightheaded.
I kind of want to do it now.
You should. I mean, it's wild.
I'm just ignorant to the whole process. So I'm just like,
dude,
I'm very
works.
Wary.
I
this
believe
is like
in
the sixth time I've done
is
it.
This, should we film? I guess we just do Andy.
I was about to say
film both of them, but that's weird to bring a camera in.
I thought her name was Gaia.
Yeah.
I've been telling everybody Gaia over in Tavares.
Living Gaia in Tavares. They're the best, the sweetest people. And
they've really, really helped you.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. I can do it.
Okay.
You don't need to even spend money on it. I can do it for you right here on this table.
When you get back, for real, let's book an appointment and just film his reactions.
I'm going to puke. I just lay down immediately, just one poke.
Dude, your cheese stinks. You just fart.
Who cut the cheese?
Paige went through like a 3-year journey with her neck, right?
Yeah, and it's still ongoing.
Oh, is it? Okay. Yeah. But they helped a lot, right?
They did.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, long story short, it was like one of the first places that she found some relief. And so a lot of her nerve pain stems from tension, and she did a really good job loosening her neck and stuff.
I'm fascinated, though, that she can, I mean, the needle is tiny.
Yeah.
She can put one in my shin, and I feel it here.
Yeah, that's like an understanding of the anatomy that's like so beyond anything I could understand.
My weirdest thing is being a mouth breather who literally can't breathe through my nose at all when I sleep, and I woke up the next morning just breathing fully through my nose, and I was like,
crazy.
What on earth?
Did you tell her that?
I did.
And
that's what's cool is like she was working on my back and I told her that. She was like, all right, let's spend a couple minutes. And I flipped over and it's, you know, keep your eyes closed if you don't like needles, because she's sticking them straight in. But it does, you don't feel
yeah,
it.
No, you
like
really
it's,
don't.
It feels like a slight itch. But
oh,
I mean,
gosh.
Literally, they came out and I was like, full. Yeah, I
need
to go
crazy.
Back.
But you know, it was weird that one time when she put the needles like right in my eyes, too.
Stop it.
I'm just kidding. She didn't do that.
No, thank you. I'm perfect anyway. I don't have anything wrong with me.
Yeah, true. Do you know what else is perfect besides Jesus? No, I don't want to relate them. You know what's close to perfect?
Close to perfect, yeah.
Is our Patreon.
Yeah.
Patreon.com/ninjasorbutterflies, where we're doing an extra episode, Dolphins or Aliens, baby.
We're continuing the conversation, so download the app today. You get discount codes on merch. You get extra behind-the-scenes footage. It's a great time, and you get these episodes days early.
Yeah. Like sometimes they drop on the Monday before it comes out.
And sometimes they drop on the Wednesday before.
Yeah.
And that's very rare, but it happens. But it's worth it.
Yeah.
Usually in the middle.
Yeah. Usually in the middle.
Like a Tuesdays.
Like a Tuesday.
Like a Tuesday's fine.
It's sometimes Tuesday, sometimes it's a Thursday.
Sometimes it's really early.
I think one time it was a Thursday.
Yeah, that was
one time. We'll talk about that time.
Anyways, you get an extra episode, discounts on your merch. Did you already say all this?
Nope.
Oh.
Yes, I did.
I have a werewolf.
But also, check out this new shirt, y'all.
Yeah, we talked about it on the ad, remember?
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
Look at that.
Birds or Dinosaurs, SundayCoolSwag.com. We're dropping a new shirt every week for the next few weeks, so please check it out. They drop on Wednesdays. But just keep watching our socials. We'll take care of it. Also, if you need custom apparel for you, your church, your group, your business, your friends, maybe you got a bachelorette trip going to Branson sometime soon, and you're Branson bound.
Branson?
You know what I'm talking about, baby.
Bachelorette in Branson.
Buckle up. Listen, go to SundayCool.com. We work here. We print your shirts. We have a wonderful team that does that, builds the art for you. If you don't have anything, we got you. And we print it here. We send it out. We hug and kiss every single one. Mm-hmm. And so why wouldn't you want that, right?
Yeah. Make sure to review us on everything. And subscribe to the YouTube if you haven't. Subscribe to the Spotify if you haven't. Give us 5-star review because it really does help.
Remember you used to do that all the time?
Yeah.
All right.
All right, guys. Love you. See you on Patreon.
Dolphins, Raiders. Wow.
May disturb you.
Dominoes.
If any of you know what these
multi-decade UAP
dolphins are,
aliens,
bottlenose
fish sticks. There's a massive police response.
Oh, the dolphin thing.
Oh my God.
Dolphin style attack.
Josh, don't die. Josh is dying.
Flapping commies in disguise. You can see it in their eyes.
Hey, yo.